Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Well, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Hillary Clinton. She announced on Sunday, and this is on the down low, that she's going to be running for Democratic candidate of the 2016 office of President of the United States. Well, let me put on my big surprise face. But everybody out there is surprised, right? She put it in her website after announcing it on that famous social media Twitter. Wasn't that nice of her? The new age. And she's what is she, 150? Well, anyway, she made a video, and it begins with various people discussing their plans and hopes for this year, 2015. Which is kind of hilarious because, you know, when she's elected, she doesn't, or if she is, she won't come to office until 2016. But, you know, there are great hopes for 2015, and it's a very slick production. Of course, you would think that, and it is, of course, completely politically correct, PC correct. It shows people, you know, talking about what they want to do for the future. And you've got Hispanic couples and black couples, and you got women who are pregnant and gay couples, you know, et cetera. It's all over the place. It's, you know, just all over the place. I mean, they didn't miss much. Maybe the transgender community or the amputee community were left out. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it was just edited out. I don't know. Anyway, here's some of the video contents. I'm gonna go over this slowly. This is Hillary talking, and she's on this video saying, "I'm getting ready to do something too. I'm running for president." So I'm gonna do my best old lady imitation. Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Every day, Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So you can do more than just sit by. You can get ahead and stay ahead. Because when families are strong, America is strong. And then you hear her giggling. Just gross, okay? So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote. Because it's your time, and I hope you'll join me on this trip. And that's what she says on this video. Well, her statement is, because when families are strong, America is strong. Well, you know, there's a lot of singles out there, too. including myself. What about us? So it doesn't matter if I'm strong, America won't be strong. Anyway, her statement, of course, implies the rich Americans' decks are still stacked in their favor. Let's see. Tax rate is 39.5%. And that's the highest it's been in years, guys. There's deductions that used to happen, and then they're gone. For, you know, example, you can deduct your kids normally on the income tax, you know, that kid tax, unless you make 150 grand and more. Then that deduction completely disappears. It disappears from sight. You don't see it. You make that much money. These are Americans too, right? But they don't get that. They don't get that tax break. That's, you know, really interesting how all of a sudden it's stacked for the rich Americans. It never occurs to anybody or to these politicians, or maybe it does occur to them, and they just don't care, and they're just stupid, or they know what they're doing, trying to, you know, keep their offices. That rich Americans become rich because they work their asses off and they're smart. Well, some of them are smart. I know that they work their asses off. But it's only because the deck is stacked in their favor, right? Not because of anything they did. But that seems to be the Democrats' philosophy, doesn't it? That the rich are that way because they cheat, or the government is in their favor, or anything but except for them working hard and them having smarts, right? Well, they must be talking about themselves. Well, you know, I find that so offensive, and no, I'm not rich, but I do find that offensive. Then again, there are certainly a whole lot more middle-class and poor voters than there are rich voters. And that's just simply the way it works because, you know, the rich ones are the minority, basically. So Hillary also announced that she's running, and she announced it on Twitter, and I mentioned that. And I find that shit to be so offensive, you know, to me. It's really offensive. Can you imagine, you know, like if someone from the past, like Lyndon Johnson or something, you know, announced their candidacy on Twitter, if we had Twitter at the time? I don't think he would. One concept I totally agree with, Republicans, because I don't agree a lot with a lot of their stuff, is that people should be given a chance to make it. Sure, why not? But how many hurdles can you throw in their faces, especially here in California where I live? So just try opening up a restaurant. See how difficult it is. Open up a business and see how insane and difficult that is. It's hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. And if you finally make it, according to the elitists like Hillary, well, it's because you're lucky. The whole system is stacked in your favor. At the time of her announcement, she went to Iowa to meet with her supporters there. And there's a formal there's supposed to be some kind of a formal kickoff next month. Lord knows what that's going to be. I know she met with the lesbians. Now, a couple of things about Hillary. She certainly is quite a story. And by the way, if you look at her, the only reason she made it is because the system was stacked in her favor, right? It has nothing to do with anything else. Well, yeah, I kind of agree with that. She's a liar and a cheat and evil, and I think she would sell her own grandma to the devil if it meant she could get something out of it. She's the one that occupiers need to picket, but they don't. I wonder why they don't. Oh, I don't see that. Do you think she became Secretary of State because Obama thought she'd be the best secretary? Do you really believe that? She cut a damn deal with him. She urged voters to get behind him when she quit the race in 2008. And lo and behold, when he was elected, she was appointed. Didn't you think that was kind of strange? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, she stayed in that position for most of her first term, didn't she? Incidentally, most cabinet members, they usually last only one term anyway. But in that position, she was emphasizing human and female rights. But, you know, I laugh out loud at that because she didn't exactly tell Saudi Arabia that they have to let women drive or risk being U.S. allies. She didn't exactly do that, the big female and human right person. The criticism that she's going to receive in her campaign, well, they include a few things, and one of those things is going to be, of course, Benghazi. But she may not be busted too hard for that because people won't connect her being to blame for the whole incident. So, you know, I don't see people really busting her on that one, busting her chops on that one. And people won't remember or care about the BS lies she told about it because, you know, she told the mama of one of the guys that was killed that she was going to – she told a lot of them that – a lot of the family members that they were going to get the people who did this film because it was all about the film. But she's not admitting it was due to bad intelligence and screw-ups by the CIA and the military because they're the ones that are to blame. But, yeah, she certainly had her hand in it. Okay, I'm not going to take her off the hook totally, but she totally had her hand in it. But I don't think it's going to affect it too much because of that. Well, she represented New York for about 8 years as, you know, a senator. You kind of remember that. She actually moved to New York so she could become the senator over there. She was a former first lady, and she was active in that role. You know, you remember that, Bill Clinton and all. She was given the Obamacare Commission, and, you know, that failed pretty miserably. But I don't think she's going to, you know, she's going to get a big busted chop for that one. A big criticism that's going to most likely bust her chops and hurt her really bad will be that little issue of the emails and the private server in her house. Let's see her try to wiggle out of that one. But, you know, I'm sure that her people will call other people and get her out of it. But that's, you know, too bad. I hope there's some reporters that are going to hit it hard and really go after her about that. I don't know if there is one or two. Just one is needed. This is a real issue here because she had personal involvement in it. It was her decision solely and her screw-up solely. And you can mark my words, this is going to be an issue, that server and the emails. I also think the murder of Vince Foster, it's going to come up and bite her in the ass. And just like that Whitewater business, that's going to bite her in the ass too. But there, I think the real problem is going to be that email server thing. Anyway, I'm going to move on. Remember, she always used to say that she's going to be running, you know, when she was asked if she was going to be running. Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about it. But in January of 2013, a group of Hillary supporters launched Ready for Hillary. And as of October of 2014, let me get this figure right, they had over $10 million. This was in October 2014, so you can imagine how much they have now. But at that time, they had over $10 million for the President of the United States campaign for her. That's a lot of dough. Well, I'm going to predict that the race will be between her and Jeb Bush. Oh, my God. I know I don't want to say that, but that's what I'm predicting, unfortunately. See, a long time ago, you know, like Abe Lincoln and all that, you didn't know who the president candidates were going to be until after the convention. Or maybe a couple weeks before the election, you might know. But now, you know, way in advance. And here's a few people that said things about Hillary. Warren Buffett, that rich guy, he said he'd bet money on Hillary winning. I bet he would too, huh? Well, Jeb Bush, he was critical and said that change is needed in regards to where the country is heading. We must do better. And this foreign policy was horrible by Obama and Hillary. Yeah, he's the one that believes in illegal immigration and open borders. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have to do better. Let's see. Ted Cruz said that Hillary represents failed policies. Well, yeah. Rand Paul is offering a special campaign souvenir for his campaign, and it's to help him fund it. He's going to be offering fake Hillary hard drive and servers. Oh, I think that's excellent. Obama says that Hillary, she's a great supporter, and she was an outstanding Secretary of State. She's a great friend of his, and she'd be an excellent president. Could you just barf? I mean, that's ridiculous. Hillary, an excellent president. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, let's go with that. Well, that's my spiel on Hillary. But I wanted to let you know about my website, whatthefidiots.com, because I haven't been real active on that, and here's the reason why. It's because I was noticing that my individual links, you know how you post a story and then you get these individual links to your stories, but they're showing up as error messages when you try to pull them up. And so I checked with my webmaster. He said everything is okay with with the main site itself. It's just those individual links that you can't get to. And I think I'm a victim of the net neutrality thing that's going on, especially here in California. It's big time over here. So, you know, if you go there and you try to upload and you get an error message, you're not crazy. This is what's happening. Okay, I'm just a victim of this. The FCC is bombing me, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. But if you go there, I'm trying to get another site going where they can't do that, and I'll announce that soon. There's other places I can do it. I don't have to, you know, just do it on whatthefidiots.com. So therefore, you know, I'm not able to show these aren't I able to, I'm not able to show these stories on social media, and people like yourselves can't just go in there and pick out a story and pass it around. You have to go into the main page and just kind of scoot down and look at things. I noticed that all this went down after I saw a visit in my stats by Washington, D.C. And then the poop hit the fan, and then I saw that my links were doing this crazy stuff. So I have a feeling I was bombarded by the FCC and maybe some other hackers. But that's not going to stop me, FCC, if you're listening, because I intend to get the messages out that you don't want to get out. I'm going to talk about whoever I want, whenever I want. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. And I don't see any callers, so I'm going to my chat was open, so if you want to go on there and any chat, you can. Anyway, I'll be talking to you next week. Thank you.